The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let's try that again. The Lord be with you. Thank you. I need him tonight, as I do every night, and we all do. Tonight, we gather for our journey again towards the cross on Easter, on Good Friday, and ultimately on Easter. And we are going to continue with our study of the Lord's Prayer. Tonight's focus is on give us this day our daily steak. Is that what it says? I don't think so. Yeah, Oscar says yes. Of course, we know it's give us this day our daily bread. Last month, we had a blood drive here at Peace, and Ellen was serving. And I said, how did the blood drive go? And Ellen said, a lot of people weren't able to give blood because their iron levels were so low. The cost of meat has gone so high that less and less people are eating meat. Back in Jesus' day, how often do you think people ate meat in a month? On your hand, you know, just guess. Twice in 30 days. That was typical. So when we say, give us this day our daily bread, bread was something that was eaten every single day. It's basically a suggestion, Lord, give us what's necessary in life, not the fancy steaks. So we do keep with that. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And it gives us confidence for living to repeat those words. We're going to focus on that tonight. Just a couple announcements, too, that I got to share with you. The first is we have these for Holy Week. Peace is doing some different things for advertising. We have digital advertising that's showing basically just in Philomath on Philomath News. If you're online, you can check that out. The other way that we're, I don't know if you call it advertising, it's really sharing, let's say. Dan Dusek has printed off these wonderful cards to invite our own members to invite their friends to come to our Holy Week services. I'll have these. We'll have them ready for church this Sunday for you to take one. Just think about one person you can just hand this to. Great explanations for each of the services. You know, most people, probably 80% of people, don't know what Maundy Thursday means or what Good Friday is. Great explanation here. So I want to make those available for you after service. The other thing, there are some things to participate in. It's really exciting to see more of these opportunities coming our way. This Saturday, we are going to have a cleanup day at church. It's going to begin at 9 a.m. We've got a really good sign-up amount of people that have signed up to help. If you do have just an extra half hour even to come and clean up the windows or lay some bark. We are pretty optimistic, though, with the amount of people that have signed up, so that's a great sign. The other thing I'd share is that we have tables of peace. We're collecting names for people that would want to participate in tables of peace. That sign-up is out on the bulletin board on the way to the fellowship hall. We want to have those sign-ups complete by Friday, let's say Good Friday, April 15th, so we can start forming those groups. So if you have a heart to join that and really establish or reestablish friendships here at Peace, that's what Tables of Peace does. Want to just remind everyone of that opportunity. Finally, just a couple notes about our worship, then we'll begin tonight. The order of worship, of course, is hold an evening prayer as it is found in the bulletin that everyone should have. We will not have a second singer tonight. We do, however, have our flutist. Very thankful to have Suzanne with us, and Colleen's leading us again. Thanks, Colleen, for being here. And so for the psalmody, which is on page three, I will sing the all part, we'll all sing the all part. Then I will be the leader or group one, and then everyone else will be the all or group two. And there is also one song that we'll sing together, The Lord's My Shepherd. You might want to flag that in the green hymnal. That's hymn number 451.